This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3922 for Tuesday, the 15th of August, 2023. Today's show is entitled Silent Key. It is part of the series Ham Radio. It is hosted by Trey and is about 4 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is a brief history of the term silent key as applied to amateur radio.
Hello, this is Trey, and I'm recording this in the shadow of the loss of a good friend and mentor who helped guide me in my career and in my hobbies, like electronics, aviation, and amateur radio. The amateur radio area is what I will be discussing today. Many terms within amateur radio find their origins from the days of telegraph, when operators would use Morse code to send messages across great distances using wires strung from one pole to another. The telegraph key, or code key, was basically a momentary contact switch which would close an electrical connection when pressed. Pressing the key down for a short period of time would send a short pulse down the line, which is referred to as a dit. Sometimes the term used was dot. This may also be written using the period symbol. Holding the key down for a bit longer would send a longer pulse down the line, called a dash, sometimes referred to as a da. And it may be written using the hyphen symbol. Telegraph operators became a close-knit community, even though they were geographically separated. Often, one operator could identify another operator by subtleties in the style or personality of how they sent their messages. This was known as the operator's fist. Today, we would describe it as a behavioral biometric. As the community of telegraph operators moved around or were replaced, new fists would be identified as new personalities of code sending were tapped out on the telegraph keys. When an operator passed away, it was a loss to the community, and a loss of someone who might have been befriended remotely by other operators. The term of respect created for this situation was silent key, sent as an abbreviation SK, Sierra Kilo. It meant that the particular operator would never send code again. His telegraph key would be silent. This tradition has been carried on among amateur radio operators, or hams. This is also a close-knit community of people. While some may still use Morse code to communicate, referred to as CW for continuous wave, there are many other forms in use, including voice and digital modes. But regardless of how we communicated with them, when we lose one of our own, we still say they are SK, silent key, no longer able to transmit. Organizations like the Amateur Radio Relay League and QRZ.com try to update their records when a ham passes away. There are also databases like SilentKeyHQ.com, which keep records and memories of deceased operators. So it is with great sadness that I have been updating the records for my close friend and mentor, Kilo Victor 4 Yankee Delta, KV4YD. Thank you for your friendship and support, and for sharing your wisdom over the years. You will be missed. Note: there is intentionally 5 seconds of recorded silence at the end of this recording as a moment of silence to remember our silent keys.
Been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by an
honesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.